Hey, great news. Sanderson Ford is extending their Independent Day sale. Now look, this Independent Day sale at Sanderson Ford makes you independent of high financial rates with 0% financing for 84 months on a new 2019 F-150. 0% financing for 72 months on most other models, including the Fusions, the Mustangs, the Edge, the EcoSport, the Rangers, and Explorers. Sanderson also is throwing in an additional $500 bonus cash on top of all the other offers for any medical professional right now in their Independent Day sale. We're giving you the freedom to choose from Arizona's biggest selection of new Fords. Celebrate your freedom in a new Ford from Sanderson Ford. And folks, Ford's been teasing us now for about 6 months. They're going to show us the new Bronco on Monday. This is going to be an awesome line of vehicles. I'm so excited about it coming out. And you can actually get on, shop at home, buy from home. You can order one built custom just the way you want it at SandersonFord.com.
And returning to our conversation about air conditioning with Richard Rojo, the Train Southwest District sales leader. And Richard, before we get to calls, we've got Yiling and Aaron, both with great questions. But at the beginning of the summer, you were talking about how Train just went gangbusters. Well, some contractor went gangbusters with a radio ad campaign talking about if you've got this kind of refrigerant in your air conditioning unit, you know, you better go ahead and just buy a whole new system now because at the end of the year, it's going to be unavailable and you're going to be stuck. But talk to us about the truth about refrigerant, the cooling unit, the radiator fluid in our air conditioning.
So it's interesting that you're saying that. So I know there's a big push right now because the majority of what was out there was R22 refrigerant. And
how much is in your air conditioning system? How many pounds of flue coolant is in there?
It ranges, but you're talking about, I mean, it ranges depending on the tonnage. But, and then, of course, if it's a split system, you've got long line sets, copper lines that go from here to there. So it can range anywhere from 5 to 10 pounds on average. You know, it's not a lot, but that cost per pound of R22 is extremely costly because it's being phased out. So you're going to see a lot of pressure from contractors, right? There's several reasons why you'd want to replace, but that is a big one. A contractor will tell you, look, you've got old refrigerant in here that's phased out. It's costing us, you know, an arm and a leg, which means it's going to cost you, the homeowner, an arm and a leg. So just when I open up the system and have to put this refrigerant back in, it's going to be considerable. So people will want to entertain possibly replacing it if they've got an old system like that.
That's what's critical. We want to make it clear, Romy's message about don't fall for the scare tactics.
Right.
It's one consideration. You know, is your equipment 8 years old, 10 years old, 12 years old? Are you operating a 7 or 8 SEER unit from 15 years ago? You know, those are all things to be considered. But when someone's trying to use the change in refrigerant that's been legislated as a scare tactic to force you or push you into a sale, you have the wrong air conditioning contractor at your house. That's our piece.
you're right on. There's a lot of bad apples out there. I hate to admit that, but you know, go to Rosie's website and find you a contractor on there. Those guys, we can trust them. Go to train.com and look for a Train Cover Specialist dealer, and you won't go wrong. But you nailed it. Whenever you're replacing, you know, there's so much that we know today. So you're right. That's one factor. But, you know, if you've got noise issues, if you've got hot spots in the home, if you've got breathing problems, like the contractors today, they can fix and make that home so much better today with the technology and the know-how. You should consider that when you want to replace.
I had to answer a homeowner's query a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago. Hey, Rosie, I just put like an 18 SEER unit on my house, and I'm less comfortable now than when I had the old unit. So my first question, well, was it a ROSI certified contract? No, it wasn't. Okay. Well, let me come out and take a look at it. They had mounted this top of the line Sear highly rated piece of equipment on ductwork that looked like Swiss cheese. Yeah. It had a hole in the return air plenum that was the size of my head. They didn't even put duct tape to cover it. And those kind of things drive me nuts. Let's go to the callers.
Yiling is first on the line, and that R22, they're not going to be able to manufacture it anymore, but there's still a lot of it out there. They've known it's been going away, so a lot of warehouses are storing up. And they're even going to be a period of time, a lot of it's going to be recycled and put back into the market. So it'll be available for a long time. But like Richard said, the price is going to continue to go up. Just one consideration, don't take the bait line that's the sole reason you should replace your unit. Yiling, your turn. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I just want to know, how long it probably lasts. I had that for 9 years now, the train we have. And, of course, I don't know anything about it. But I do have a service every 6 months. So
that's good. That'll extend the life of your unit.
Absolutely. And I was just going to ask you that. It's like, hey, do you have it routinely maintenance? It's just like a car that needs oil change, tire rotation. You definitely are doing well if you're doing that. So I'm just going to go out, start by saying that the average life of an air conditioner, not necessarily a train, but just the average life of an air conditioner is 13 years.
In the Southwest District.
In the Southwest District. So, yeah. So, 13 years. And, that all depends on how you're running it, if you're maintaining it. That's a big factor. So, yeah, don't be upset out there, radio people, if you say, hey, mine only lasted 7 years. Well, there's a lot of factors there. I said average. I mean, some can last 20 years, some can last five. So, you mentioned that you had a train that's 9 years old. It should be under manufacturer's warranty. If anything ever does go wrong with it. But
how long is your...
This is for 10 years, right?
That's correct. From the install date. So if you installed it, I can't do the math in my head, before July 11th of 2010, you're going to be right there. So uh-huh. But I definitely have it maintained or have somebody come out and maintenance it to take a look at it. Are you having any issues with it?
It's making a lot of noise, after the fan stop, it gets clink, 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 clink,
Okay.
So I'm going to have them come out. Like right now it's working, so I'm going to wait till October and I call the service and I will have them check. I just want to get an idea when I'm going to prepare to have the shelter fix back to get a new one.
Well, Yiling, I can tell you that, like Richard says, the average is 13 years. We remodel a lot of homes that are crawling along with 20. We took off a 32-year-old air conditioner just 2 weeks ago. So it's the average. And Yiling, if you're with a trusted air conditioning service rep and they're servicing every 6 months, this noise you're hearing is probably something that can be adjusted, taken care of.
Right.
And you're taking care of the equipment like that. You're regularly exchanging your filters. You're probably at half the life of your existing home air conditioner. No reason not to expect this thing to go 15 years or more at least. So I hope that makes you feel confident and comfortable. If your rep comes out and services it and you've got more questions, you know how to get a hold of us. Give us a ring and let's see what we can't do.
Next, Aaron in Glendale, welcome to the program. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When the auto attendant answers, just hit 1 to bypass the message, and that'll get you right into the studio. Good morning, Aaron. Aaron? Okay, we'll try again a little bit later. Sometimes people fall asleep on the phone. Could be driving. His question is what to look for an installer, because he feels he's going to need to invest in a new unit pretty soon.
He says specifically he is shopping for a train. Now, of all the train providers, how do I vet them?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. Thank you for that question, Aaron. Sorry we couldn't get you live, but that's a great question. So, right, in the past, you would do the obvious, right? Check the BBB, see if there was anything on there, anything on the registrar you would check. Today, I would advise that also, continue to do that. But the best thing you're going to want to do right now is the Google reviews. That's a big one right now. Those Google reviews, it gives you a really good indication of what, the more reviews, the better. I'm going to say, make sure that there's certain things that you want to check off. I'm not doing a commercial here, guys, but, there's trained dealers and then there's train cover specialist dealers. Our train cover specialist dealers are the ones you're going to find on train.com. Those guys, I'm sure there's other good ones out there, but our TCS dealers, in our opinion, are trained and they stand by that 100% satisfaction guarantee that we love. And that's really what you're looking for. And then, of course, it is always a plus to compare that list to the Rosy guys. And now you're getting two for one. Call my boys Rias. Yeah. Call those guys. They'll take care of you.
You're familiar with our Rosy certified train installers.
Those are my boys.
Yeah, they are. They're good guys. Really good guys. So Aaron, sorry we couldn't pull you up. You think you got him?
I do.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we answered all his questions.
The answer is that, yeah, I just trying to figure out why there was such a variance. That was all.
How old is your existing air conditioning unit?
It's about 14 years old.
Now, when you're buying a new air, did it come with the home or did you have it replaced 14 years ago?
Came with the home.
Okay.
Came with the home.
So the frame of reference I want to put out there for everybody, when you bought a car, an F-150 14 years ago, the price was a lot less then than it is now. But the technology also increases. It's not like you're buying a 14-year-old F-150. When you're buying a new one, you're buying a ton of additional technology with it. And air conditioning units are that way as well. What you paid 14 years ago, I know this came with the house, but just everyone else out there, what you paid 14 years ago isn't what you should be expecting to pay when you replace your unit today.
Boy, and I'd like to just jump on a soapbox, a Rosy soapbox for Aaron's sake. Aaron, if I were replacing a 14-year-old air conditioner, and I were getting quotes, if the person coming out to give me a quote simply looked at the model number, determined it was a 4-ton, and wrote you up a proposal for a 4-ton, I would tear that proposal up the minute the man walked out my door. They should be doing a manual J calculation to determine exactly what load this unit's going to be working on. And I was talking to Richard earlier, 14 years ago, 20 years ago, we were oversizing air conditionings, thinking we were doing y'all a favor. I'm telling you that you can probably drop the size of your tonnage by at least a half a ton. That's going to do a couple things for you. It's going to reduce the purchase price, and it's going to greatly reduce the operating cost of the unit. Your indoor air quality is going to be better. Your humidity is going to be lower. Any hot pockets you currently have in the house are probably going to be greatly reduced or possibly even eliminated. And so if your contractor that you're entertaining quotes from isn't running a manual J calculation, which takes for an average size home a good hour, hour and a half, measuring windows, putting in lot orientation to the sun, and determining what your BTU load is for your specific home, then you shouldn't be dealing with that contractor. Okay? So there's a couple tips. And I will tell you, at rosyonthehouse.com, we have a buyer's guide on the website, how to shop air conditioning contractors. Pull that down, read it, and then hold it close to your chest as you get the different people out to interview and just see how they compare with that list and are they doing the things they need to be doing. And if you're going to buy the high efficiency equipment, it doesn't do you one bit of good unless you have them assess the integrity of your return air plenum and your ductwork.